I will use this opportunity as a former chief negotiator of the agreement, as you mentioned, to share a brief outline on Romania's participation in the development of the US-European phased adaptive approach for missile defense, as well as on NATO's role in missile defense. And I think it is a timely presentation, as you have already underlined, because on September 13, Romania and the United States have signed in Washington the agreement on the deployment of the United States ballistic missile system, missile defense system in Romania. Of course, and the agenda of this committee speaks for itself, the missile defense topic is prominent on the public agenda. The risks and threats are evolving, so we have to analyze thoroughly missile-related challenges in the current security environment. I will not go in depth here on the issue of risks and threats. I will only remind you that recent studies have shown that the geographical area, including the geographical area where Romania is located, southeastern Europe, becomes increasingly exposed to threats posed by short and medium range missiles. Actually, taking into account the growing risk related to WMD proliferation, the entire Euro-Atlantic area turns out to be exposed to risks of this kind. And let me tell you that Romania shares, together with the other allies, a common vision on how to deal with ballistic missile threats. We also acknowledge the need to take appropriate steps in preventing and approaching this security challenge based on the principles of indivisibility of security, allied solidarity, and full coverage of allied territory, as mentioned in the decisions of the summit, NATO summit in Lisbon. Moreover, as a bordering state of the Euro-Atlantic community, Romania has a vital stake in supporting allied efforts towards addressing these new threats and challenges. In accordance with the strategic concept adopted at the Lisbon summit, we will work together to continue the adaptation of our alliance to the complex challenges of our time, including by using missile defense. The agenda of the next NATO summit, to be held in Chicago in 2012, should focus on a wider pool of instruments to deal with the challenges of the 21st century by fully making use of the potential of the North Atlantic Treaty and of the new strategic concept adopted in Lisbon. As you know, one of the objectives of this summit would be to decide upon an interim NATO missile defense capability. The goal of the missile defense cooperation within NATO should be, in my view, an allied missile defense system with strong defensive and dissuasive roles, able to effectively respond to risks generated by the proliferation of technologies used for ballistic missiles. And I think each and every ally needs to come out of the process reassured that its security concerns have been properly tackled. The visit of the Romanian President Traian Băsescu to Washington on September 13, 2011 confirmed the successful and ever deeper and broadening strategic partnership between the United States and Romania, and the signature of the agreement between Romania and the United States on the deployment of the United States ballistic missile defense system in Romania was one of the focal points of this visit. And I would like to underline that this agreement represents perhaps one of the most important recent projects related to the national security of Romania. This agreement represents and at the same time exemplifies the commitment of Romania to strengthening NATO and ensuring that allies have the capabilities to meet 21st century threats. As already stated, this agreement is not only important for US-Romania strategic relation, but also for building the NATO capability for missile defense. As you know, in November 2010, NATO took a decisive step in the global policy of the alliance towards developing a missile defense capability that would provide this full coverage that we need for all European populations, territories, and forces. In this historic environment, the Romanian airbase of Deveselu will represent an extremely valuable contribution to the missile defense of NATO, the most important pillar of our security. And I'm very happy that also the Secretary General Rasmussen welcomed the conclusion of this agreement and considered that this represents just another critical step in the alliance's effort to defend against current and emerging ballistic missile threats. And I quote, "The interceptors in Romania will significantly contribute to NATO's capability to provide protection to the European territory, populations, and forces against the growing threat posed by the proliferation of ballistic missiles." Now, a little bit of history for the ballistic missile defense agreement between the United States and Romania. Romania has agreed to participate in the EPAA on February 4, 2010, when President Băsescu and Romania's Supreme Council on National Defense decided to accept the offer of President Obama for Romania to take part in this process. We had 7 rounds of consultations, 4 in 2010 and 3 this year, and on the 4th of May 2011, at the end of the 7th round, we have finalized the text of the agreement. On the 6th of June 2011, myself and the chief negotiator on behalf of United States, Alan Tauscher, we have initialed the agreement, and on September 13, it was signed by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, by the Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Secretary of State of United States. Another very important moment in the process was the announcement of the selection of the Deveselu Air Base in Old County in Romania as the location of the site where the U.S. AMDI system will be deployed and become operational by the year 2015. The announcement was done by the President of Romania on the 3rd of May, just the day before the last round of negotiations on the agreement. The process of selecting the site was conducted by a joint working group, which acted under the direct authority of the heads of delegations, and the group was composed by Romanian and U.S. military and technicians, and they had the task to analyze on the ground a number of potential locations by taking into account more than 120 technical parameters. At the end of this process, the Deveselu Air Base scored the highest number of points. Before presenting the main provisions of the agreement signed on September 13, let me just tell you that this piece of news, that Romania will join the EPAA, was strongly welcomed by the Romanian citizens, who are overwhelmingly pro-Atlanticists, and including by the local community of the Deveselu area. About the main provisions of the agreement. Well, as you know, the title of the agreement is Agreement on the Deployment of the U.S. Ballistic Missile Defense System in Romania. The preamble of the agreement has important provisions related to the strategic partnership between the two countries. But the preamble also confirms the strong will of the parties to work together towards shaping the NATO missile defense capability, which is defined in the agreement as a key mission of the alliance, as decided during the Lisbon summit, with the aim of providing full coverage and protection for all NATO European populations, territory and forces. So the principle of solidarity is hereby confirmed once again. Another very important statement concerns the exclusively defensive nature of the ballistic missile defense system and its full consistency with the UN Charter. And this is mentioned not only in the preamble of the agreement, but also in the operative part in one of the most important articles. This provision eloquently shows that our missile defense effort has no offensive nature, as some suggested. I would like to reiterate here a fact that the experts are very aware of. The system in Romania is not aimed at any state, and by design, it is purely defensive. So from the technical point of view, it cannot become offensive. From the legal point of view, neither, as it is clearly provided in our agreement with the United States. So it cannot be used but for self-defense according to the provisions of the United Nations Charter. The object and purpose of the agreement is to define the rights and obligations of the parties with respect to the deployment in Romania of this U.S. ballistic missile defense system. The agreement also defines the most important terms used in the agreement, such as base, system, or facility. But I would stress here the fact that the system, according to the definition article, contains only non-nuclear interceptors. In fact, the interceptors do not contain explosive or other dangerous warheads at all, because they are designed, as you know, to destroy the hostile missile only by the force of the kinetic impact. It would be useful to mention that the text sets the relation between the US-Romania system and the future NATO capability. Thus, the text shows that this system is regarded as a contribution to the NATO evolving ballistic missile system. At the same time, the US restates its firm commitment to the security of Romania, consistent with the North Atlantic Treaty provisions and in the context of our strategic partnership. So the system in Romania will protect Romania against potential missile attacks. The agreement also regulates the legal regime of the base and the facility deployed in the base. And I would like to underline here that according to the agreement, Romania retains sovereign jurisdiction, ownership, and title on the base. The base will have a Romanian commander, while the US has exclusive use and access to the facility. Another provision shows that the number of members of the United States force and civilian component deployed at the base will not exceed the number of 500. It also provides that the routine number of members of the United States force deployed to the base will be approximately 150 persons. Of course, important provisions concern command and control aspects. While Romania retains sovereign jurisdiction over the base, the United States shall have exclusive command and control over the system in the base, as it was also regulated in case of other agreements concluded previously by the United States, such as the US-Poland agreement. The agreement also provides for an extensive and extremely comprehensive mechanism and scope of consultations between the parties. Regular consultations between the parties with respect to aspects related to the ballistic missile defense system and its operation, the status of the facility, and the United States shall promptly inform Romania by providing situational awareness, including missiles being tracked by the system, the origin and projected impact of such missiles, and missile defense engagements by the missile defense components deployed on Romanian territory. From Romania's point of view, I consider important that the agreement contains very good provisions on education and instruction of Romanian personnel in command and control and operations of the ballistic missile defense system, including for missile defense operations, and I quote from the text of the agreement, such as those that will be developed within NATO and implemented in a NATO context. The agreement also provides for the establishment of a Romanian liaison officer with the US European Command to ensure a continued close cooperation in a number of areas, including ballistic missile defense operations. The agreement also contains norms on the protection of environment, health and safety, coordination with local authorities, claims, and financial responsibilities. Also, the United States shall be financially responsible for the construction of the facility, all costs related to the interceptors, deployment operations, maintenance of the system, as well as for services requested and received. The agreement is concluded for an indefinite period of time and shall enter into force after the ratification by the Romanian Parliament, and I am confident that the proceedings in the Romanian Parliament will be accomplished in a smooth manner. To conclude, distinguished audience, I would like to underline also the regional value of Romania's participation in the United States Missile Defense Project. The system that will be deployed on our territory will not only represent an important upgrade of Romania's security, the security of our neighbors, if they so desire, I underline this, if they so desire, will be also improved as soon as the new system will become operational. Making the anti-missile system operational as soon as possible will increase our security, both directly by protecting the national territory, but also indirectly by deterring risks related to missile attacks. The deterring role will also decrease the risks of such attacks against all allied territories, which would call on Romania's responsibilities that stem from its NATO membership and Article 5 of the Washington Treaty. And I will once again stress the fact that the system in Romania is not aimed at any state. This message was made clear with arguments, detailed arguments, both by United States and Romania to all our neighbors and partners in a spirit of openness. And we hope that this spirit of openness will make Russia drop its concerns related to the third and fourth phases of the EPAA. On the other hand, I strongly believe that missile defense offers a great opportunity to advance our relationship with interested partners in accordance with the Lisbon Summit decisions and based on the principles of transparency and reciprocity. And we consider that NATO-Russia Council is the best framework to address missile defense. But at the same time, I consider, and I share the opinion, that although very important, making the missile defense issue the only subject of the NATO-Russia Council would be counterproductive. Progress should be made in as many as possible areas of cooperation, and this goes for all interested partners as well. Ladies and gentlemen, missile defense is an ongoing project, and besides the signing of the US-Romania Ballistic Missile Defense Agreement, we have witnessed recently other significant events, evolutions related to the same process. So we commend the recent decision of Turkey to host an early warning radar on its territory. And we also welcome the entry into force on the 15th of September of the Ballistic Missile Defense Agreement between Poland and the United States. Recently, also Netherlands and Spain expressed their willingness to join the EPAA. And we all know that the first phase of the EPAA project has already started with the deployment in the Mediterranean of the USS Monterey, the United States cruiser with missile defense capabilities. And we were able to see the USS Monterey and also the people from the Veselu, from the old county in Romania, where the missile defense system will be deployed, were able to visit this cruise. These are examples of Romania's and other allies' involvement in the EPAA. They represent a valuable contribution to an ongoing allied effort to enhance security in the Euro-Atlantic area. And indeed, the EPAA project, with my country's participation, is about ways to address concerns, not only for the United States and Romania, but for all NATO members, as well as for many of our partners around the world. To put it shortly, Mr. Chairman, missile defense will make our world a safer place.